With your permission, I'd like to do a bit of a book review today. A little critique on a book. A classic book. You can't see from where you are. The book is called Who Am I? It's a children's book written by Ruchi Schoen. A classic book. I've read it to my children probably, I don't know how many dozens of times. They can tell it to you by heart. And I'd like to critique it a little bit today as part of the schmooze. And you may be wondering, why in the world I want to critique this book? You don't know the book yet. It seems like a very innocent book, an innocuous book. Why exactly am I interested in critiquing this book today? I'm going to read an excerpt or two, if you don't mind. Just to show you how innocent it seems to be. Who am I? It says, who am I? And there's a picture of a little kid. There's a doctor in scrubs. His name is Raphael. Here's what it says. A doctor. I help to heal the sick. But to Hashem, we need to daven. He makes us better quick. That's Raphael. Just give one of our favorites over here. Sorry about this for 1 second. One more fellow over here. This is Bezalel. Bezalel the Builder. That's a great book. A builder. With tools, I build and fix. But for the Beis HaMikdash, we use mitzvos for the bricks. Good book, no? Great book. So what's my taina? What exactly about this book is it that I want to critique? So if you just stay with me till the end of the shmooze, I'll come back and tell you what small little problem I have with this wonderful book, actually. In this week's parasha, the central theme of the parasha is the brachos that Yaakov gives to his sons before he dies. He'asfu, gather, v'agid alachem, and I'll tell you, Isa sheyikro lachem, b'achris hayamim. And Yaakov begins to unload the brachos. And we would expect great brachos to come out. This is his last chance. He's about to die. And Yaakov begins. And Reuven gets his bracha. And it's not much of a bracha. Reuven, b'chori ata, kochi, v'rishas oni, yeser, steis, v'yeser az. You had so much potential. Pachas kamayim, you acted too fast. Ki alisa mishkevei avicha. Reuven's done. Next, Shimon comes in. And Levi together, maybe. Shimon and Levi after. And Yaakov again begins to pound away, seemingly, at Shimon and Levi about Shechem and other things. You wonder, like, where's the bracha? And after the brachos, the Torah says, Kol Eila Shifte Yisrael Shnei Masar, 12 tribes, the Zos Asher Dibre Lahem Aviyem Vayvarechosam, Ish Asher Kibirchasa Barachosam, which in the simple pshat means they all got brachos. And you have to ask yourself, after looking at certainly some of the brachos, where exactly is the bracha that's given to each of these shvatim? It doesn't seem like much of a bracha, certainly in many circumstances. There's a beautiful comment of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on this phrase, Ish Asher Kibir Chaso Berachosam. Listen to what he says. Perush Haroi Lo Kifi Bechinas Nishmaso Ukifi Ma'asav. The bracha that was given to each of the shvatim was in accordance with the nature, the essence of the person. Ki yesh lecha ladas, ki hanefashos kol achas yesh la bechinas hamala. Every nefesh, every soul that comes into the world has a special, unique characteristic, unique trait. Yesh hamala sa kehuna, yesh malchus, yesh keser Torah, yesh gevura, yesh osher, yesh hatzlacha. Each person has their own special, individual, unique way. As a Jew, as Nevet Hashem, v'niskaven Yaakov b'nevua levarich kol echad kifi berchaso haroila. And Yaakov wanted to give each person a bracha that was befitting of each person as an individual. Hamelech b'malchus, etc. V'chein azeh haderech v'lo afach hamesilos. And he didn't switch the paths up. Each person got a bracha that was totally appropriate for them. Perhaps what the Or HaChaim is driving at, or at least part of what he's saying, is as follows. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they got brachos, which don't seem like brachos. But the biggest bracha that a person can have in life is to know who he is. As this book that I began with, and I'll come back to it at the end, Who Am I? That's the biggest bracha. And for Reuven, Shimon, and Levi to hear from their father before he dies, these are your tchunos ha-nefesh. This is what you are about, Reuven. Work on this and you will become great. Shimon Levi, this is your koach, this is your capability, this is your potential. For a person to hear that, perhaps there's no bigger bracha for a person to have that than to have that in his life. The Maseiach HaShoan begins his sefer. In the first parak, famous beginning, he says, Yisora Chassidus, Vishoresh Avodah Tamima, the ultimate purpose of everything is Sheyizbarer V'yisames Eitzel HaAdam, that it should become clear and true to a person, Machovaso Be'olamo, what is his obligation in his world. And the Mefarshim point out, it doesn't say Machovasenu Be'olamenu, what's all of our purpose in the entire world? Because there's no such thing as one purpose that fits everybody. It's not like a shoe, one size fits all, or a shirt, a sweatshirt. No. Each person is tailor-made with tailor midos and tailor talents and tailor ideas. And a person has to try to figure out in his life, what is my mission? What is my task? Who am I? And what am I supposed to do with the talents that was given, that Hashem gave to me in this world? Rav Pam, Zatzal, the great Rosh Hashiva of Torah Vadas in Brooklyn, used to tell his Talmidim the following Chazal. Chazal say, Gemara says in Sechas Yuma, it says, B'shimcha yikru'ucha, in your name they will call you. U'v'mekomcha yoshivucha, and in your place you will be seated. You have your tafkid. You have your task in life. It's not similar than the tafkid person sitting next to you. It's not the same as anybody else in this room or anyone else that you know. We each have our own individualized mission in this world. Before I get to my main point of the shmooze, I want to just say that personally, I think the opportunity that we have, and one of my talmidim pointed out yesterday was the halfway mark from the beginning of the yeshiva year to Pesach. And if you do the math, there's not much more time after Pesach. We're already well into the year. If this is a person's life mission, if a person is supposed to try to figure out, what am I doing in this world, what am I here for, there's probably no better place in the world than where you are right now to be trying to struggle with that issue. To be surrounded by chaverim that are interested in the same thing, hopefully. To be surrounded by rabbeim that are here to help you to try to figure out that task in life and your mission in life. To be in the holiest place in the world, in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh. There's no better place and no better time than this age that you're at right now to go ahead and try to focus on this task. But I don't want to stop here. Because this task is a very daunting mission. It's very big. My mission in life, I'm 18 years old, I'm 19 years old. What do you want from me? Rabbi, give me a little time. Let me experience life a little bit. Let me see the world a little bit. Then I'll figure out what I'm doing in life. Right now, I don't really know. Right now, I'm just enjoying the rainstorm, the snow. It snowed 2 nights ago in this country. Wow. So I want to suggest an idea, an area that I think, regardless of when, at what point in life we figure out our mission in life, this certainly has to be, hopefully, a major part of that picture and a major part of who we are and how we look at ourselves. Perhaps one idea that has to be in the formula of every one of us in terms of the figuring out who we are is the following question. Who am I regarding being a Ben Torah? Am I a Ben Torah? Do I know what a Ben Torah is? I once heard a beautiful pshat from Yaakov Friedman, Shlita, who's a Rebbe, a Rosh Yeshiva, and a Yeshiva in Beitar. And he was trying to figure out and discuss a little, what's a Ben Torah? We throw it around, a Ben Torah. What does it mean? He pointed to the Gemara Maseches Brachos, on Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says there are three things that are required with Yisurin. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Three things that a person has to go through, challenges to accomplish and to acquire. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And he pointed out, beautifully, that in all three of these areas you find the phrase of a Ben. There's a Ben Torah. That's what we're talking about right now, hopefully. There's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, halachically. A person that lives in Eretz Yisrael, really lives here, is a Ben Eretz Yisrael. And we talk all the time about a Ben Olam Haba. Who's a Ben Olam Haba? And he explains so nicely the following idea. What's a Ben? What's the common thread in all these things? These are things that are not just casual relationships to. It's not just that I happen to be in Eretz Yisrael that makes me a Ben Eretz Yisrael. You guys, I love all of you, but all of you that don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not called Ben Eretz Yisrael. Most of you kept 2 days of Yontif for Sukkot and you go for Pesach and Shavuos also. You're not a Ben Eretz Yisrael. You have to be attached to Eretz Yisrael to be an Eretz Yisrael. A Ben Olam Haba is a person who's living with a clear picture and a clear vision of his life towards Olam Haba. And yes, the final one for our purpose is a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah, Rabosai, is a person who's not casually associated with Torah. Who's not, you know, haphazardly connected to learning and to Torah as a way of life. But a Ben Torah is a person who is deeply connected to Torah values, to Torah thoughts, to Torah ideas, to Torah visions, and that governs his life. A Ben Torah is a person who plays ball like a Ben Torah. I'll come back to it in a minute. He talks like a Ben Torah. He acts like a Ben Torah because Torah is reflected in every single facet of his life, of his existence, and of his being. I like to talk about three arenas that I think we can maybe use a little chizuk in terms of trying to strive to be bigger and better B'nai Torah. And the first is in the area of action. How we act. How we carry ourselves. I want to begin with actually the ball. Now, I know that it's been a little colder recently and maybe ball has been a little less. But a Ben Torah plays ball like a Ben Torah. And if you've seen people that are B'nai Torah play ball, you know exactly what I mean. It means when they go up for a shot and they get fouled, they don't. There's no havamina of a word that Chas V'Shalom can't be uttered from their mouth. That's not a possibility. And when a call is made that doesn't go in their favor, they don't start going crazy at the ref and saying, "Oh my goodness!" I want to tell you a beautiful Maisa anecdote. There's in Ramat Beit Shemesh on Friday. There's a little league run by one of my dear friends, Rabbi Levi Friedman. Some of you may know him. He works for Landers and Vassera and a lot of places. So he runs a little league on Friday. Some might argue that it's probably or possibly one of the most important forms of chinuch done to the children of Rabbi Shemesh. This past Friday, I had to go to Orlando Shabbaton. He asked me to fill in for a few minutes. So I came with my black shirt and white pants and my attire to play a little baseball with these boys. And it was a very, very close game. I got there, it was 7-5. The game ended 11-10. It was a very close game. And there was a close call. The person that runs it has to be the pitcher and the ump and the coach and the mommy with tissues for the kids, and they start crying. Anyway, a very close game, and this kid had made a hit, and he was rounding third base, and there was someone covering the plate, and there was a man sitting in front of the plate, a catcher covering the plate, and the ball came to the catcher before the kid came to home plate, and the kid was not able to tag home plate, and the catcher pegged him out. Nebuch, I felt so bad for the kid. I called him out. The kid thought he was safe. No doubt about it. He thought the guy blocked the base. I'm safe. You can't do this to me. And the tears began to fall. And I'm like about to melt. What else to do? The kid's crying over a call in baseball. What am I going to do? And I see him crying. He turns to me and says, no, I was safe. I was safe. He was blocking the base. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I think you're out. The kid goes, listen to this. The kid goes, please, I hope not to forget this. He goes to the side of the field. I thought he was going to take his glove and walk home. He goes to the side of the field, sits down on the floor. Goes like this. Sorry about that. I don't know what he said to himself. Comes to me and says, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. And I said, what? Wow. I said, Kol HaKavod to you. I said, I want to follow this kid and see that this is a striving Ben Torah. This is a kid who ball is not his life, and if a call doesn't go his way, he doesn't say, okay, life is over, because he lives his life, hopefully striving towards being a Ben Torah. Once you're on the mode of action, I want to come a little closer to home and to yeshiva. If we are at the halfway point of yeshiva, we're about to daven mincha in a few minutes, it would seem that the following thing should be inconceivable. If we live our lives like a Ben Torah, so we're hopefully all go daven mincha. That's what B'nai Torah do. And let's say mincha takes 14 minutes. And let's say we want to get down to lunch early. And let's say we want to leave Mincha early to go get to lunch early so we can get to whatever we have to do during the break early. We have to ask ourselves, how consistent is that consistent with the bento? If I'm in the back of shul and I finish my Shmoneh Esrei early and I want to just schmooze with my friend next to me, it's halfway through the year. Is that how a Ben Torah acts during Chazaras HaShatz? That's some examples in action. I want to give you an example of a Ben Torah in thought. Not the only example, but an example. I got two calls from Talmidim, from Torah Shraga, that have been in Torah Shraga the past couple of years. Both with the exact same issue on their tongue. Both are in YU. I don't want to give too much away. Both are pre-med. Both are working their heart off very much and working very, very hard in pre-med. And both called me up in the middle of the semester and said, Rebbe, what should I do? What do you mean? I'll tell you what I mean. I'm pre-med in YU. I'm working really hard. And my dream in life is always to be a doctor. And I think I still have that dream in life. But Rebbe, what should I do? I have no time to learn. And I'm scared if I become a doctor and I go down this route for the next X amount of years, fill in the X, at least 8, 9, whatever, I want time to learn. And I don't want to start learning when I'm 30 years old. I told them to stay in school and to keep with their medicine in the meantime. I'm not, both of them individually. But I'm so impressed about the thought of a Ben Torah. Because the Ben Torah, when he thinks about his profession and his path in life, it's not just about where am I going to make the best parnasa, where am I going to make the most money, and how am I going to go on the best vacation and afford the nicest car. That's not a Ben Torah's thought process. The Ben Torah thinks, where am I going to be in the position that I can balance in the most possible way my learning with my profession, my family and my profession? How am I going to be able to live beyond my years in yeshiva as a Ben Torah? And one final area, I have to give a little shout out to my shir. One final area. And that's in the area of speech. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Matzreif lakesef v'kur lazav v'ish kifi mahalalo. How do you refine, how do you get to the essence of a person? Says the pasuk, ish kifi mahalalo. Each person according to what he praises. Who are our heroes? Well, let's just rephrase the question. Who's the Ben Torah's heroes? Is the Ben Torah's heroes, here we go, Amari Stoudemire, is he my hero? Amari? Dorel Rivas, Chosheva people, someone told me in my shir recently that they say about him that 75% of the world is covered by
water,
and the rest is by Dorel Rivas. He's such a gewaltig quarterback. that's my hero. Or no, my hero is Lahavdil Elif Alfa Avdolos, Ben Kodesh Sechol, Ben Oyel Choshech, Ben Yisrael Avim, Gedol Yisrael. Whoever filmed the Gedol, the Aaron Lichtenstein, the Chaim Kanievsky, the Rosh Hashiva, whatever. That's my hero. A Ben Torah of Osei's heroes that are in line with a thought process and an idealism of Torah being the ideal in his life. Nothing against sports, I'm all for sports. But that those are my heroes and that's what I aspire to be like is not necessarily in sync with the praising of Ben Torah. And now I come back to my book. I began with this book, Who Am I? What's wrong with the book? Befall is such a nice doctor. And Bezalel is such a nice builder. I'll tell you the one problem I have with this book. It's on page 8 and 9 if you're interested in reading on your own time. Number 9 is Yisachar. And Yisachar, it says, a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah. Learning Torah is what I do. Every day with my Charusa, come, I'll teach you too. What bothers me, and I have nothing against this book, it's a great book. What bothers me is that Bezalel is a Ben Torah, hopefully, and Rafael is a Ben Torah. And it's not that, it's only if I'm going to base Medrash, it's only if I'm going to be learning my whole life, that's called a Ben Torah. It's just the opposite. Part of our life's mission is to be a Ben Torah. Whatever kochos we have in life, whatever talents we have in life, however, whichever path we're going to find ourselves going, it can't be that that's who I am and Something else is what I do. No. A Ben Torah fuses everything together. A Ben Torah says, I'm a doctor, but I'm a Ben Torah. I'm a lawyer and a Ben Torah. I'm a accountant and fill in the blank. And a Ben Torah. And Torah and Torah ideas and Torah thoughts and Torah thought processes are very much prevalent on my mind, prevalent on what I do. We should all be Zocha, Be'ez Hashem, to develop into the complete Ben Torah, bringing Nachas, Kuzgad, to the Yeshiva, and to our families, and to all of Klal Yisrael.